You're in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, hands-on radio, serving Greene and Columbia counties and broadcasting from Hudson, New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. This is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 7:59, and we are in the midst of the WGXC Summer Fun Drive. To make your pledge of support, you can call 518-291-WGXC or 9492. You can pledge online at WGXC.org, or you can come on into our studio at 704 Columbia Street. We're here. Well, I'm here, and who else is here? We have
Mike Bizio.
And he plays bass, and he's going to talk about the last couple of tunes we heard.
The thing we just heard was Joelle Leander playing Evro number 1 on Leo Records.
And who was with her?
Sebi. Let me see if I can say his last name. Sebi Tramontana.
On trombone.
On trombone.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah, and before that was the iconic version of Donna Lee, as could only be played by Jaco Pastorius from his very first solo Columbia release.
Yeah. From Chicago bassist Marlene Rosenberg. This is on a release that's a decade old now. On Vernita Music Records, it's called Pieces Of. And we heard her composition, Black in Blue. And we started things off with Oscar Pettiford's release entitled Another One on Avenue Jazz. And we heard the tune Scorpio. And now we come up to this release. It's new to me. Michael, would you like to speak of it?
Well, this is a solo bass record I did last year, and it was, in fact, my first solo effort. It was recorded at Certso Studios in Woodstock, New York, which is owned by Carl Berger, great master musician, engineered by Ted Orr. And these are my compositions, except for Alabama by John Coltrane and Human Being by Charlie Hayden. I think maybe we'll start with Living Large, something I hope we're all doing.
Some of us are trying to. Is there any history behind this particular piece?
There is. There's actually a quartet version of this and on a synth recording. And I've had a date up there in my band, including Avram Pfeffer, Stephen Gauci, and Jay Rosen. And I went up to record, and at the end of the session, the producer, Bob Roush, said to me, you know, you're about two tunes short of a two-record deal. He said, what are you going to do about it? So I basically wrote this in real time, and the quartet version is a little bit more obvious, I guess. It's still wonderful, but this is... You don't actually hear the tune itself until the very end.
Okay. Living Large from bassist Michael Bizio's new release called Travel Music here on WGXC.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Oh, thank you.
From Michael Bisio, his solo bass release entitled Travel Music, and we heard Livin' Large. So, besides travel music, what other releases have you appeared on this year? You're a kind of a busy guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. In fact, I would probably have to have my discography in front of me to even know.
Let me see if I can help you out here. Okay. I might have it.
But I think probably most importantly is the Matthew Shipp Art of the Improviser record.
Yes, and we've had that in the studio.
Yeah, and that's the finest piano trio in creative music today, I have to tell you. It's just really, Matthew is a joy to work with, and Whit, it's spectacular.
Whit Dickey.
Whit Dickey, yes, on drums, yes.
And Matthew Shipp on piano, yes.
Yes. Okay, so this year I've had, wait a minute, what year is it?
It's 2011. Yeah, go to the second page. You might find it right there.
This is an old one.
Oh, I got, okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Travel music's on it, though.
It is?
Yeah. I got it right off of your website.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so Travel Music has come out this year. A great trio with Louis Belaginis leading and Sonny Murray on drums.
I have it on Porter Records.
Oh, yeah.
We have it right here.
Yeah, that was really a thrill.
My good, I love the stuff on Porter Records.
Yeah.
Do you know Luke?
I know Luke. I've never met him face to face.
I've never met him.
We certainly had a lot of conversations, and he's really a sweetheart. Yeah.
Wow. I appreciate what he puts out.
Yeah. Yeah, just really great. Tomas Ulrich's Cargo Cult. This is a band that's just unbelievable. I mean, this band has actually put out more records than it's had jobs. And I think part of the reason is there's no categorizing it. I mean, it's cello, bass, and electric guitar, or sometimes acoustic. But we do such a wide range of music. We do totally improvised music. We do Neil Young music. We do classical music. We do standards. I mean, it's just, it's been really hard to find this band a job because of that. But every piece of music it's ever put out has been wonderful. The Aluya May Thomas record, Aluya May, I've known for many years from the West Coast even, and he's really a very strong spirit. And this is a recording that happened at the Edge Fest. Of course, Art of the Improviser, as I said, the Matthew Shipp Trio has my heart. There's the Bob Gluck record called Re-Returning. Bob is an excellent pianist and a great friend. He lives in Albany. He's from New York originally, but he's a professor at SUNY. And he's also about to have a book come out on the Mawadishi band.
Herbie Hancock's unit.
Yeah.
Back in the 70s.
That's right. With my friend Julian Priester is on that, of course.
The trombonist, you
mean? It looks like that's most of it for 2011.
And we're just halfway through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
More to come.
Yeah, there are. Knock on wood. Mm-hmm. I've been really lucky with the people I've gotten to work with since I've been back. Mm-hmm. And people are interested in putting this stuff out, you know, and people are interested in hearing it. And I think it's all wonderful, and I realize I'm a very privileged person to be able to do what I do.
Now, we heard something from Jolie Leandre.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's playing with a trombonist. Like Leandre, you've performed frequently in the duet setting.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, what draws you into creating music with one other person?
Well, I think it's an interesting thing. I think as many times as not, it's someone choosing me. And I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it's like the fewer people. I've always loved the function of the bass. I love to walk. But I can do a lot more than that. And so the fewer components, the less restricted my function is. And so it's kind of a duet is kind of a be all you can be kind of ensemble. Mm. And I think, and there's also you know, a spiritual connection. Any music I play is kind of reach out and touch somebody music, and it's, and that not only includes my band members, no matter how many they are, it includes the audience. Mm-hmm. But in that setting, that initial contact is, seems to be easier. Mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Did I answer your question?
You did.
Okay.
Now, you speak very fondly of the personal and musical relationship that you have with Matthew Shipp. Can you talk more about that?
Well, you know, in my mind, Matthew is the, you know, preeminent pianist of our time. You know, and as a musician, he's wonderful. As a person, he's wonderful. I especially like him as a leader because he brings that that balance between getting what he needs to have and allowing you to be what you are. Something that is very rare, I think, in a leader. And it's what I've always tried to do as a leader. I would hesitate to say I am as successful at it as Matthew is. It seems to be second nature to him. I mean, just to be around him, that's what happens. You know, you want to give him what he wants, and you understand that he wants you to be everything you can be as well.
Wow. You teach.
I do.
You do.
I do. I'm lucky enough to have a position at Bennington College in Vermont, where I am loosely called Professor of Bass. And I love that. I've always taught. I'm good at it. I mean, it took me a long time to learn about the instrument and about music, and I really worked quite hard and I would almost say diligently at it myself. Mm-hmm. And so if someone has an issue, if someone has a concern on the bass, I can, you know, address it many different ways. And I'm lucky to have students who are both excited and excitable. You know, I mean, that's really important.
Are many of them gigging?
They do to various extents. A lot of them do in Vermont. A lot of my students in Seattle are professionals at this point. I don't know that you would know too many of them. I'll tell you a story which I can only tangentially take credit for. My very first student was my teacher's son, who at 10 years old wouldn't listen to his father. So I used to have my lesson, and then I would give Tim his lesson, and his father would say, tell him this, 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 and this. And so I would, very obedient, go and do that. And Tim was actually playing for longer than I was at the time. I started late, I was old. But anyway, so I would go, and Tim was very nice to me and listened and blah, 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 and did what I said. Well, right now, Tim is principal bass in the Metropolitan Opera.
Not bad. I guess you got you and Dad got across to this young man.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, teaching is fun, and I've had, you know, two people who I consider my teachers, and were always inspiring, and always, you know, they always really emphasized that the best thing they could ever teach me was how to teach myself. And that's really what I tried to bring to it.
How many of your students are former trombone or tuba players? And why did they tell you they switched to bass, or they're doubling on bass?
Well, there are some, you know, and I think in the past there were more. I think a lot of times someone switches to bass initially because they think it's easier. I mean, quite honestly, that's what I've heard. I don't know so much in the case of tuba, but there's also like a lot of violin players who switch to bass, you know, because the orchestra needed their grammar school orchestra needed a bass player.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Grab them by the collar, come with me.
Yeah, and so I don't know why someone does that, but as you know, originally the bass replaced the tuba in a jazz band. So initially, the whole language of the bass, I mean, when you're talking about Pops Foster or even Red Calendar, they both also doubled on tuba, but their language came from that as well. And then kind of the string bass came into its own. And then that informed electric bass for many years. But in fact now, many people start on electric bass and switch later. So it's really like electric bass is informing string bass playing in the sense the 90s or maybe even 80s.
Wow.
So it's really an interesting musical event. I don't exactly know how I feel about it overall, but it's very clear to me where those things happened, and that's all I can say about it. I mean, it doesn't need me to have an opinion about it. It just is the way it is.
Were you always a bass player, or?
Well, as a kid, I tried various things to very little effect. And then when I was about 17, my brother was the local Hendrix clone, and he needed a bass player. So they got me a bass, and he would say, do this, do this, do this. And then one day I walked into the band room at Troy High, and there was a bass hanging on the wall. I asked the teacher if I could play it, took it down, could do nothing with it. Now, Eugene Kane, he became my band teacher, but there was a band, it wasn't an orchestra, and he hadn't tried to teach anybody bass in many years. So he hooked me up with David Cobb, who was an institution here in the Northeast and probably had 30 or 40 students at the time. Many of them have gone on to many great things, and he was just so inspiring. You know, I used to go out on Saturday for lessons, and like I said, I would not only have my lesson, I would give Timmy his lesson, and so my lessons would last all day. And sometimes I get really frustrated at myself, and I would start cussing and something. And then he had a lot of interest. He lived in this farmhouse, and one of the things he did was rebuild Model T's. So when I got two out, he would send me out to the barn to take rust off of Model T parts, and I could come back when I calmed down.
He read you well, huh?
Yeah, he was good. I mean, he taught me a lot of stuff. He taught me how to sail, even. You know, I mean, it just very, very good. And he just always pushed. You know, he'd always say, I said, I'm not ready for this. He'd say, don't worry about it. It'll all catch up sometime later. Just
to let everyone know that you are in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM. Acra, Athens, Coxsackie. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. We are in the midst of our summer fun drive here. You can make your pledge of support at 518-291-WGXC. You can pledge online at WGXC.org, or we're located right here at 704 Columbia Street. And we're going to be driving here, fun driving that is, through Sunday. But we have a special treat tonight. Michael is generously donating copies of Travel Music, his first solo bass CD, and we have three copies that we are going to be giving to the three people who call or online with their pledge of support. They will get a copy of Travel Music. So again, 518-291-WGXC. Or that's 9492. You can pledge online at WGXC.org. Or if you want to come on in with a check. And would you bring some food, too? You know, or how about some coffee here? We could use it. We're at 704 Hudson Street. But we are, again, any pledge of support is most welcome here. To become a WGXC member, a pledge of $25 or more. And we are your community radio station. We are made up of community members just like yourself. We are mostly volunteer-driven. People like me, we come in here because we love this stuff. I mean, how often am I going to meet Michael Bizio or pianist John Esposito or drummer Jeff Siegel or, you know, some of the folks that I've already started meeting in our community? And these are people who are right here in Woodstock and Albany and Kirkconson? Yeah, that's it. And all over the place.
Rolf Strome.
Yes. So, and you know, we're local. So, I mean, we have some WGXC reporters. They literally walk out of the studio and over to the park or down to the town hall. We're recording meetings and rallies and bring it right into your home for FREE. So, and many of you listen to, you know, NPR affiliate stations, and they do their fund drives. We're a little bit closer than some of the others. We're right here in Hudson, and we're asking for your pledges of support at 518-291-WGXC, online at WGXC.org, and again, you can come right into the studio, or if you'd like to even mail it in. I think there's a such thing as snail mail still. We've still got a post office
for
here.
A little while longer.
A little while longer. That's 704 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York. Oh, no, 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 no. I take that back. Scratch that. To mail something to us, it's care of WGXC, and the mailing address is 5662 Route 23. And that's in ACRA, that's ACRA, New York, 12405. Yes. So thank you, Michael, for those, you know, those CDs.
My pleasure.
First three people who pledge their support will get a CD with a thank you note. So back to the music. Michael, your pick from travel music.
I would really like it if we could play John Coltrane's Alabama, number 8.
Any particular meaning to that? Why'd you pick that?
Well, John Coltrane's always, you know, as to most musicians, is just a major, major source of inspiration. And this piece was actually written in 1964. He wrote it in response to the burning of churches in the South. And it's really, it's become an anthem, you know. And so it's, I think I used the word iconic once before, but this tune certainly deserves it.
All right. We'll do it here on WGXC.
Thank you.
Quite settling. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Bassist Michael Bizio, his new release. This is on what record label?
I did myself. It was the only record I've ever done myself. You know, out of 70 plus records, I really wanted absolute control over it. So I did it all by myself.
And it's entitled Travel Music. And we heard John Coltrane's Alabama.
Yeah. And really, the only place you can get it is on my website.
And that is?
MichaelBizio.com.
B-I-S-I-O.
Just like the song, yes.
The song? Oh, there's a song named Bizio?
it's that Bingo Child song.
Oh, the time is now 8:36. You're in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA. I'm Cheryl Kay. I am the host of the Jazz Disturbance. My guest is bassist Michael Bizio. And Michael, I'd like for all of us to hear a little bit from this release.
Sure.
This is a bassist. This is a bassist who I just love. And let's just take a listen. Just what he has to say here. Thank you. that was bassist Ron Carter. Ron put out this record in 1995 on Blue Note. The release is entitled Brandenburg Concerto, and that was the Brandenburg Concerto number 3.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he has his foot in classical as well as in jazz. Ron Carter, who was born in Michigan, he actually started on cello.
Yeah.
And he ran up against some racial stereotyping, you know, this black kid who wanted to play classical music. And well, as I've been told about Ron, he's pretty much of a no-nonsense guy. And even then he said, look, you know, I'm not going to deal with this. He switched to bass. And the rest, as we say, is history. Mm-hmm. But I just love that piece. There's so much buoyancy in it with his playing. And I guess, you know, the question I have for you on this particular topic is, why is it that we, you know, in our mind have to assign an instrument to the person because of their gender or their race? I mean,
well, there is no reason for it. It just happened. You know, I think, you know, especially when Ron was a young man, even more so than today. And when I was a young person, I think probably the best thing I can do is relate it's actually the same story, but it's two different stories. I started late, and I happened to always be able to wiggle my fingers appropriately, but I didn't have any of the social background that a classical player is generally brought up with. So in like 1973 and 4, I spent both summers in orchestra camps. One was Congress of Strings, and the other was the Saratoga School of Orchestral Studies. And of course, in that orchestra, you would find, you know, there were two black students in each orchestra, and that's it. And, you know, I didn't know enough to even think anything about it. It had, you know, no real, I didn't think anything about it. But strangely enough, all four of those people eventually searched me out to explain to me how hard it was on them to be in that environment. And they loved, you know, this is strictly about people. It's not about the music. They loved the music, and the music loved them. It's just they just felt like just exactly what you were saying, that they had to be twice as good to be considered as good. And it's a shame. And the only exception to that, I remember there was a young man playing tuba. We just talked about tuba a minute ago. And I forget his last name was Green, but I forget his first name now. And this was, we were studying under the Philadelphia Orchestra, and this was like a kid from the Bronx or Brooklyn or something. And this guy was so good, when the Philadelphia Orchestra tuba player got sick one night, he told them to get this guy. And this kid, who was like 17 years old, sat in with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and like Eugene Ormandy was hugging him at the end. Mm. And It was beautiful, but that's the exception.
That's the exception.
You know, I don't mean to get off track here. It's absolutely
no, it's absolutely, relevant.
Absolutely the exception, and it's just like even in my life, if I had made smarter money decisions, I would just about be retired from a major orchestra. You know, I mean, I was tracking that way, but I always loved this music, and it was like, I didn't know enough to tell people that, or to not tell people that. And so it's like in classical music, like the, you know, the kind of powers that be, I'm not saying there was a conspiracy or anything like that. It's like they'll never say they don't like jazz because they think there's something intellectual about it. But, you know, once they understand that you love great black music, you're suspect. You know, in my last years of doing that stuff, that kind of became my experience. You know, I was just like, after a while, I said, forget it. I don't want to have to be twice as good as you so you can think I should be last base or something. You know, I don't want to do it. So I can only imagine, you know, I mean, I'm a white guy. You know, I can only imagine a black person's experience that way. It must be horrible to always, you know, be under the gun that way. And the other part that's always really bothered me is that a lot of times, like, in a way, as beautiful as that thing, the Brandenburg Concerto with Ron playing on it, I wish he hadn't done it, because it legitimizes that somehow. You know, so many times, it's like Western classical music is always held up as a high watermark. You know, like, oh, jazz guys, well, he's good, but he can't really play in tune, you know, or something like that. It has nothing to do with it. The aesthetics are absolutely different. You know, it's like, you know, eating an apple and saying, well, that orange isn't as good as my apple. You know, I mean, sure, you can say that, but it's meaningless, you know. And so that's where it always drives home for me, is that, and that's changing. I mean, I see that change, but for many, many, many years, people always had this kind of high watermark that was Western classical music, and jazz was less than that, you know. And then when you get into, you know, other musics, forget about it.
Wow.
But anyway, that's my little spiel about that. I think every music should be taken on its own face value and its own aesthetics. And if you want to say it's not something, well, yeah, it's not. You're right. But but that, it's meaningless, you know. As far as I'm concerned, this is the best music in the world. And I know, you know, probably your listeners agree with me, but I could, you know, walk out on the street and easily find people who don't. But I just think it has so much to offer, you know, on a spiritual level and a metaphysical level and just enjoyment. And I could never imagine myself, you know, going back to an orchestra. It just wouldn't work for me. And not that I think it's horrible music. It's just not me. All right.
All right. What's amen. The time is now 8:47 here at WGXC in Hudson, New York. My guest here on the Jazz Disturbance is bassist Michael Bizio. We've been talking a lot of different things, and we've been listening to his music, his latest release on self-produced.
Yes.
It's called Travel Music. But I tell you what, since you've got it right in your hand, would you like to play something from that?
Bing. Yes. Yes. Let's play... Oh, you know what? I really love this version of A-Train. Can we play A-Train?
Yeah. No, you're handing me the 2-CD set called Art of the Improviser, and this is out on Thirsty Ear. It came out this year.
That's right.
And what disc? I'm sorry. Take the A-Train on disc one.
Yes.
And this was recorded live.
Yeah, it was recorded live in Troy, New York. A man named Steve Pierce, who runs the Sanctuary for Independent Media, he put together a conglomerate of organizations that banded together to present us. It was really quite beautiful.
All right, let's dig into it. This is Take the A-Train, Matthew Shipp on piano, Whit Dickey on drums, and Michael Bizio on bass here on the Jazz Disturbance.
Thank you.
And we've just been listening to the Matthew Ship Trio with their rendition of Duke Ellington's Take the A Train. Matthew Ship on piano, Whit Dickey on drums, and Michael Bizzi on bass. This was recorded live at the Arts Center of the Capital Region in Troy, New York. This is out on Thirsty Ear Records. This is a 2-CD set. Disc 2 is solo. Yes. Matthew.
Yeah, this record actually celebrates Matthew's 50th birthday.
Ooh.
And so this is what he wanted to do, and the record company agreed.
Man, you got to dig his stuff on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You know, Matthew is one, I keep saying he's such a deep thinker, but that the one he spoke about, the New York Times, I can't even say it on air, what he said about the New York Times and particular writers, particular reviewers of this music. Some of us call it jazz, improvisational music, whatever, but that had me crying with laughter.
Matthew has no fear.
He certainly does.
It's amazing, you know, and he works it so well. I mean, it always.
He's very intelligent.
Yeah, he is, and I've never seen it not yeah. work out for him.
Yeah,
and I think it's just because he is so intelligent, but he stays with it. You know, I mean, he really stays with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. The time is now 8:58 here at WGXC 90.7 FM. ACRA, Catskill, Hudson. This is listener-supported hands-on radio. I'm Cheryl Kay. This is the Jazz Disturbance. My guest tonight is bassist Michael Bizzio. We've been talking a lot about music, a lot about all kinds of stuff. But we are also here during the summer pledge drive for WGXC. We've been giving out the number all night. Michael, if you will read it off, please.
Yes, it's 518-291-WGXC, which is 9492. I'd encourage you to support this station. I'd like to thank Cheryl for having me here this evening. It was really my pleasure, and I hope to be back at some point.
The doors are always open.
All right.
You know. People can also pledge at WGXC.org. And the first three people who make the pledge and ask for it will get it. What will you get? You will get Travel Music, Michael Bizzio's first solo bass release, self-produced, produced in, did you say Woodstock?
In Woodstock, yes.
Right. So we have it. Call for it, 518-291-WGXC. Or 9492. You can make your pledge of support online at WGXC.org. We'll be fun driving until Sunday. You can come into our studios. One of our studios is in Hudson. That's where we broadcast from. We're at 704 Columbia Street. Our mailing address is 5662 Route 23 in Acre, New York, 12405. You can also go to our website and find some information about the fun drive. You can also look at our calendar of events, things that we keep track of in and around the Hudson Valley, and all kinds of stuff to meet some of the cast of characters who are here at the station, me being one of them. We're mostly volunteer driven and so on and so forth and what have you. Yes. All right. I always like to leave the last word to my guests to tell us something that we need to know. So hit it, Michael.
Let's see. Monday nights at the Stone, except for this Monday. Check out the Carl Burr Orchestra. He does a 7:15 rehearsal and a 9 p.m. show. It's really a wonderful thing. And after that...
Is that on the Lower East Side?
Yes, it's...
near Hell's Kitchen.
No. The Lower East Side is not. Hell's Kitchen is up like
by
43rd.
Okay, never
it's
mind.
It's on Avenue C and 2nd Street.
Is it near Astor?
No, it's just off of Houston.
Oh, okay. I'm way off.
It's just off of Houston, yeah.
Okay.
And so it's a great venue. And Carl is, just a legendary musician. And he really runs a good orchestra. So... I would ask you to support that. Matthew Ship Trio's on its way to Austria, We'll be having a good time when we come back. We'll be in a lot of places in the country, actually. First time we've been playing this much in this country.
Mm.
We'll also be at the Stone, not until October, but we'll have two nights at the Stone, October, I think it's 7th and 8th.
Mm.
But so that's good. And also for people in Hudson, I do get to work with two really wonderful musicians in Albany, a vocalist named Julia Donnarumma and a guitarist named George Muscatello. And we'll many Fridays we're at Cafe Capriccio on Grand Street in Albany. And that's it's really a beautiful band. They're some of my favorite musicians in the world. So, and once again, thank you for having me.
Yeah. And if we want to learn more about you, where should we go?
Oh, yes. You can go to michaelbizio.com. And I have a very good web person. I don't always give her all the information. So if the calendar doesn't have what you're looking for on it, you can write to me through there. But it's she does a very good job. It's me not getting the information to her. Anyway, so that's it. Thank you again.
Of course. So let's leave with something else from travel music.
Okay. Play travel music.
Play travel music. And hence the title, meaning?
Hence the title. Well, that had a couple of meanings. One is, you know, this music is really about the journey more so than the destination. And so I wanted to convey that. And I also, in thinking about that, it came up to me, well, like, you know, again, after everything I said, this might sound odd, but it's like water music was written to be played on a barge traveling down a river. And the same is true for the Royal Fireworks music. So in a way, that was the first program music, really. And this is my version of program music.
Sweet. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In tune to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Hands On Radio. This is Cheryl Kay. It's now 9:15. You're listening to the Jazz Disturbance right now in the background. This is drummer Steve Gadd and friends from the release Live at Voque. And we're listening to Sister Sadie. Steve Gadd on drums, Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond B3. Ronnie Kuber on baritone sax and Paul Bolenback on guitar. Before this, we heard from pianist David Arner his release on Simp Records called Porgy Bess, Act 2, and we heard the tune Lament. David Arner on piano, Jay Rosen on drums, and my guest tonight, Michael Bizzio on bass. And before that, from Michael Bizzio's solo bass release, Travel Music. And we heard the title tune, self-produced, recorded in Woodstock. And here we are in the midst of the summer fun drive here at WGXC. Your pledges of support are welcomed at area code 518-291-WGXC or 9492. You can pledge online at WGXC.org. And sometime during this week, we're pledging here until Sunday, you can come to the studios and drop off a nice big fat check. We're at 704 Columbia Street here in good old Hudson. I'm hoping that people who pledge their support here ask for Michael Bizzio's Travel Music. He was good enough to drop off some copies. When you make your pledge of support, and remember, no pledge is too small, ask for Travel Music by Michael Bizzio. Again, 518-291-9492. Online at WGXC.org, because we stream online, or come into the studio, 704 Columbia Street in Hudson. We'll be right back. here at WGXC is, I believe it is $5,000 for this pledge drive, which is a very scant amount. It takes about $6,000 to run WGXC. And let me just remind you that what makes up the rest of the money is volunteer support. We are mostly volunteer run here. I'm a volunteer. The magic stranger who's in from 9:30 to midnight tonight is a volunteer. A strange one indeed, but he's still a volunteer. We come here with our passion. We come here with our music. We come here with our ideas, our love for community. WGXC 518-291-WGXC or online at WGXC.org. You're new to WGXC, you can go to WGXC.org and look at our schedule and find out, well, what's up? What happens in the morning? What happens in the afternoon? How about late at night? Is there music there for me? Is there something I can get into? We have Democracy Now!, which is a very, very important and popular program on many different radio stations. We have it right here in your own community, right here in the Hudson Valley. Democracy Now! Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. And then at 11, it's Al Jazeera from 11 to noon. We have that alternative radio right here at WGXC, 518-291-WGXC. Again, the area code is 518-291-9492. Many of you are listening online at WGXC.org. Don't forget to give generously at that website. Thank you. have Live in Europe, music by the Jeff Siegel Quartet from 2005. This is out on ARC Records. We're listening to the tune Shifting Sands. Local artist Jeff Siegel on drums, Erica Lindsay on tenor saxophone, Francesca Tanksley on piano, and Danton Bowler on bass. We try to do our part here at the radio station WGXC, having local artists and speakers and politicians, giving them a chance to, well, you know, talk about themselves and what they do and how they are part of the fabric of this community. We're coming to the end of the Jazz Disturbance. I'll be back next Thursday for more hijinks from 7 to 9:30. The Magic Strangers loading things up. Oh, we've got Zappa on tap. Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to grow my hair just like the Magic Strangers. He's got this real funky do, and I don't know if my hair can grow that long anymore, but I'm certainly going to try. Oh! Again, we appreciate everyone's pledge of support at 518-291-WGXC, online at WGXC.org. And if you're around town in the next few days, you can always drop off a check at the studio here at 704 Columbia Street. Our mailing address is 5662 Route 23 in ACRA, that's A-C-R-A, New York. And the zip code is 12405. And thanks everyone for listening. I will see you next week. Ciao for now.
হ্যালো, আপনারা WGXC 90.7 FM রেডিও স্টেশন শুনছেন একরা ক্যাটস্কিল হাসন থেকে, শ্রোতা সমর্থিত হ্যান্ডজন রেডিও কলম্বিয়া এবং গ্রিন কাউন্টি।
WGXC founding underwriting support is provided by Common Ground Dispute Resolution Incorporated. Open to all residents of Columbia and Greene counties, Common Ground offers mediation services for the resolution of personal, civil, and criminal disputes experienced as part of everyday living. More information at commongroundinc.org.
Come to the third annual Catskill Mountains Eco Fair, Green Living and Energy Education, Saturday, September the 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the grounds of the Michael J. Quill Irish Center, Route 145 in East Durham, New York. There'll be vendors, demonstrations, lectures, food, crafts, a plant swap, and music. The third annual Catskill Mountains Eco Fair. For more information, call 518-634-2286 or go to mjqirishcenter.com.